I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. The Juneau Community Foundation announced Wednesday that it's secured a $660,000 grant for major renovations to the Treadwell Ditch Trail on Douglas Island. Local officials have highlighted the historic trail as a top priority for improvements in plans going back to 1976. It's finally coming together now because a lot of little political, bureaucratic, and economic stars aligned. Treadwell Ditch on Douglas Island once carried water to fortune seekers, and now a small fortune in federal dollars will carry a five-year project to rebuild the trail that follows the ditch. The 14-mile trail is beloved by history buffs and outdoor enthusiasts like snow machiners, cross-country skiers, hunters, hikers, and mountain bikers for its gentle slope and the access it provides to otherwise remote public lands.
It's one of the few trails that is long and flat in Juneau. A lot of our trails are very steep, and they just, you know, they go up to the top of a mountain and back down.
Eric Boras is the executive director of Trail Mix, a local nonprofit that's worked on the trail and trail access on and off for years. The Community Foundation is hiring Trail Mix to continue its work through this grant. Miners first cut the ditch and trail in the 1880s to supply water and power to the now flooded Treadwell Mine in Douglas. In a 2015 trail assessment, the U.S. Forest Service flagged endangered or lost historic structures and safety concerns, particularly around collapsing bridges. Boras remembers some particularly high-consequence crossings.
Eagle Creek had a bridge that had totally collapsed, and people were crossing on the 100-year-old slippery logs. Paris Creek was the same way. There was a dam there that was significant fall, and there was a rope roughly stretched across that you could kind of use to help balance yourself, or you could just wade through the creek up to your knees, so depending on the water level. That's what it used to look like.
Both crossings have newer bridges now. In recent years, Trail Mix volunteers and professional crews have put in thousands of hours of work, hauling tens of thousands of pounds of gravel, replacing bridges, clearing routes, and packing trail. Boras says over the next 5 years, his crews will work the entire length of the trail, going roughly south to north. He says the goal is for it to be bikeable from end to end. The City and Borough of Juneau has already committed $100,000 to the project, and the Juneau Community Foundation plans to raise another $120,000 to fulfill grant obligations. While the Alaska Department of Fish and Game awarded the main grant, the money itself comes from federal taxes on firearms, bows, and ammunition. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea. And a quick disclosure, the Juneau Community Foundation maintains the KTOO Legacy Foundation Fund.